In these days of uncertainty, just the right music can create a safe haven, an escape, or even a boost of energy. NPR's Tom Heisinger has found all of that in a new recording of the music of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach.
Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach was the second oldest of Johann Sebastian's musical sons, and he was incapable, it seems, of writing a dull piece of music. A new album of C.P.E. Bach's keyboard concertos is keeping my spirits buoyant these homebound days. Michael Rischa, leading Berlin Baroque soloist, performs the music on a modern piano with equal parts elegance and exuberance. And if you're new to C.P.E. Bach, this is a great starter kit. He was born in 1714, educated by his dad, then spent nearly 30 years in Berlin as the harpsichordist to Frederick the Great, before decamping to Hamburg. As a composer, he developed his own startling original style. He zigs and zags and suddenly slams on the brakes, or here in this E minor concerto, interrupts the piano with outbursts of strings. C.P.E. Bach's music is restless and quirky, perhaps in rebellion to his father, whom he considered old-fashioned. C.P.E. is often thought of as a bridge from the Baroque style to the New Age of Mozart and Beethoven, but I think he also foreshadows the freewheeling Romantics. Just listen to the way the piano, pleasantly skipping along in this C minor concerto, hits a brick wall, then gets a blast of orchestral dissonance before the music pivots to a completely new thought. Not everything in these concertos flies by with whiplash abandon. CPE's slow movements are elegant and languid and can sound like improvisations. There's a spontaneity in these concertos that gives them a personal feel, as if you can hear the gears churning in a singular musical mind. It's that sense of the unexpected, even in these uncertain times, that makes C.P.E. Bach's music a welcome diversion.
The album is Keyboard Concertos by C.P.E. Bach, performed by Michael Rischa and Berlin Baroque soloists. That was NPR's Tom Heisinger.